Chapter 3. From Molecules to Nanosystems. The idea of building things with atomic precision often strikes people as futuristic. Yet atomically precise fabrication has a longer history than spaceflight, or even wooden biplanes. The story of atomically precise fabrication begins more than a century ago, at the start of an arc of accelerating progress. By 1899, chemists had gained skill in building structures with atomic precision, and they knew what they were doing, well enough to draw correct diagrams of molecules, atom by atom, and bond by bond. Chemists knew, for example, that carbon atoms form four bonds, typically directed toward the corners of a tetrahedron, and that molecules therefore can have chirality, that is, they can have both left and right-handed forms. They knew that carbon can form double bonds, and that benzene consists of a ring of six equivalent carbon atoms, and they had also inferred how methyl groups could be attached to those rings in the patterns that define different molecular isomers. This was a remarkable degree of knowledge, considering that no one could actually see a molecule. During that time, chemists were developing the first systematic methods of altering molecular structures, and they used the resulting changes to infer the structures of the molecules themselves, a special form of learning by doing. The idea of atoms, of course, had been around since antiquity. In Greece, circa 400 BCE, Democritus argued that matter must ultimately consist of indivisible particles, as indeed atoms are, barring nuclear reactions. In Rome, circa 50 BCE, Lucretius argued the same case in considerable depth and suggested that dust motes that could be seen dancing in sunbeams were in fact driven by what is now called Brownian motion, the effect of collisions with atoms, and for some of the motions he saw, he was right. Today, the most advanced forms of atomically precise fabrication rely